Well, if you have an option, good. But any job you get will make a demand of you, will stress you. And that is why God introduced the concept of work, of rest. We'll get to that probably next week by the grace of God. The concept of rest. There is no work that will not stress you. So let's downplay on saying, oh, I want a job that will not stress me much. No, every job will ask of something. The pattern in which it will ask may be different. What it might be, the what might be asked from one may be different from the other. It now becomes a matter of choice, which one you want and which one you do not want. Some will not ask for much pressure and will not pay as much as the one that is asking for more pressure, you know. So every job will ask of you something that will stress you. Amen. I've seen people who admire footballers' pay. Yeah, player collecting £250,000 per week. £250,000 per week. And you're saying he's being paid to do what he enjoys to do. As interesting as that sounds, or as true as that sounds, the fact is they go through serious training that stresses their body. I've had the privilege of playing football and attempt to try to play football, so I understand the times when I was at my at my best doing it and practicing and training. It was not easy. It was the getting up early in the morning. Yeah, I was on the field by 5:30 a.m. out of taking 30 minutes to pray by 6. We were training well. My mates were snoring and sleeping and all that, exerting and, you know, doing different, you know, physical exercise and all that, and, you know, beating the body so that when we decide to use it at the main time when it is needed for what we enjoy doing, the body would respond. Work will ask of you physical demands that will stress you. Those footballers may enjoy the big money, but it comes with stress. It doesn't come easy. I've heard of some footballers who, towards the later part of their years, have, you know, issues of pain, you know, ligaments, their knees worn out and weak because they have spent a lot of it running everywhere and all that. If we go by scriptures, Peter, Bible talks about how Peter toiled all night. When Jesus called him, yeah, let's go fishing, let's go, yeah, let's go. When Jesus told him, we had to cast your net on the right, he says, but master, we have toiled all night too. They toiled all night. That is exertion of some, you know, exertion of energy and time all night. And when Jesus met him, what was he doing? He was washing the nets that did not catch anything. He was already there working. He was already there working. Bible talks about how this lady, Lydia, that made linen died. She said, Bible says she made you know, linen for everyone. Tell me how you make linen and that will not take your time and put you under some pressure. Either you sit and you're making it, it comes with pressure. Work requires energy and time. It is a fallacy or a false thing to think that there's some work that you do not need time to perfect or to do. It's either you begin with a lead, it's either it takes the time of training before you become a master, or even while you're at it, you're making you are exerting energy, you are exerting time. Amen. So the question to you is, what work are you putting your time in? You spend most of your time sleeping because it seems like the work is not paying, Joe. When there's no activity, you can read about it. When there's seemingly nothing interesting, you can exert energy on your brain to think about the next way to get it done. Work requires energy. Work requires time. That means you must commit energy and time to whatever work you're doing. Hallelujah. The next point, just quickly get on that. I think I'm running way my time. Work is a means through which God blesses you and uses you to be a source of blessing to others. Work is a means through which God blesses you and uses you to be a source of blessing to others. Deuteronomy chapter 28. I just read a piece of scripture there. Verse 12. In fact, you could just read, just back it a bit. God was pronouncing some things he would do for them. And verse 12, it says that, let me read from verse 11, which I can see quickly. It says, and the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your, body, in the increasing of your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. Says the Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, and bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. Hallelujah. Says the Lord will bless the work of your hand. You know, after I said so many of those things that God was going to do, says the Lord will bless the works of your hand. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28. Paul wrote the Ephesians. It says, let those who stole steal no more, but rather let them walk. Let them walk, you know, with their hands, you know, that they may get something good, you know, that they might give, you know, so that they work with their hands, so they make something, you know. God blesses them through it, and they are able to give unto others. So it shows that work is that means in which or through which God can bless you. You know, I've heard people who just sit down without working and saying, God, please bless me, God bless me, God bless me. The case in which you have set yourself in when you are like that is one is like the Israelites when they were living in tents and they expected manna daily. At that situation, God